He's still trying to find shots for his teammates. When you're on a roll like this, you would think that naturally you would want to shoot more because everything you're throwing up is going in from all areas of the floor. But his assist levels are up. I mean, he's averaging nearly 6 assists a game during this stretch. So that's good to see. And he's also, another thing, he's defending. He's still, we're a pretty good defensive team because all guys participate, and he's defending and helping us win games on the defensive end. Also, he has an impact on both ends.
It seems like Kevin is maturing into understanding how important it is for him to be a complete player and not just a scorer. Even though he's a natural-born scorer, it seems like he's figuring it out. He knows he needs his teammates. He's showing more confidence in them. And he's doing some of the other things that they aren't capable. Like he goes and rebounds, and he's bringing the ball up court and making sure the right sets are set up and they're taking care of everything.
Yes, you're right, Lionel. He's a natural-born scorer. He can come get out of bed and put up 30 on you. But I think the thing I love about him, his IQ has increased every year. He understands the game, and he doesn't get a lot of credit because, he has a big-time skill set. He has athletic ability, but his offensive mind has improved so much. He understands the setups, and he understands the creating space. He understands on the floor, we call it championship spots on the floor, where you want to get to a spot that they can't double-team you quickly. If they do, you can pass out of it quickly and to the right players. But he understands the game so much, and that's great to see. But it's happened through all the work that we've put in together. But he's a student of the game. He watches, loves the game. He loves to pick up things from other players. But he's just a great kid, and he's coachable, and the teammates love him.
Thunder head coach Scott Brooks. And I'm watching one of these games, and after the game's over, they go up and they ask Kevin a question. He says, "I'm shooting too much." And I had to rewind it on the DVR and actually play it over again when he said he's shooting too much. What was your reaction to that? And did you talk to him about those comments?
I talked to him a couple of days before that. I just said, "Kevin, on some of your shots, we don't want you to go up the court and shoot threes." I said, that doesn't help us out. Even though you can make that shot, it's a 2-for-1 situation, that's a good shot for him. He can make that shot over the defense. But, it helps us when he catches in spots where other teammates can get easier shots because you have to double-team him or he's in a position to score off of one dribble to the basket. But shooting too much, I never see that. I mean, he's taken over 30 shots, I think, once or twice this year. He's averaging 19 shots a game. But his shooting percentage is good. Kevin's a playmaker. He can definitely shoot good shots throughout the game whenever he probably wants to, but he wants to make the right plays, whether it's him taking the shot or him passing to a better shot for a teammate. But that's what I love about him. That's why his teammates love about him, because he's not an offensive guy that just wants to get points. And he's not an offensive pig. He wants to help us score points more than just himself scoring.